good afternoon, good evening, wherever you be in the world. This is Ralph Kermit Winterode II coming to you live out of Alaska, the first show in January. RBN took off Christmas and RBN took off New Year's Day. So I was here, but no way to, I don't have somebody to make the connection. We're out of business. This is going to be a good year. We're finally going to get rid of Obama, thank God, and Greyhound, and Hillary, and Loretta Lynch, Jeb Johnson out of Department of Homeland Corruption. It's going to be I can't wait until January 20th. I never thought I'd live to see something like this going on. I really didn't. So used to listen to the politician lies, and none of the other Republican candidates were even close to what Trump is all about. Not even close. Not even a horse race. And I really think there's a providence supporting getting Trump elected, because with all of the powers, the principalities of evil, all of these countries and the news, and everybody's against Trump. You know what's amazing thing, though? Just like they had this big bash up there, they're dancing until 4 o'clock in the morning, and they have pancakes and stuff. Oh, and Obama, he's off now playing golf, and all the Hollywood stars show up. It just goes to show you that we got a bunch of people in Hollywood that are absolutely brainless, or they're absolutely pure evil, demonic, or both. I don't know. I'm going to get into some real substantive stuff that affects everybody again, but I do have a couple of political comments, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that, because you can get a lot better source information than from me, because I don't have the time to research it. But that thing that happened in Chicago is atrocious. Four black people get one white guy that's mentally handicapped. Forget what the word is. It escapes me right now. Special needs. That's the word we use these days. And what they did to him is unbelievable. And what's Obama do? Nothing. Oh, he's shocked or something. And what's Loretta Lynch do? Not a peep. Are the white folks out burning down buildings and raising hell? No. Why is that? If this thing had been reversed, I'm telling you, Chicago would have been lit up like Rome burning. It would have. Why? What? There is a culture in the blacks that has to be expunged. It is. There's a culture, there's a subculture in the blacks that they hate whites. And so what is the core of this? Because Chicago is the premier city for what the problem is. Murders up over 700. Most of them blacks killing blacks. Well, let's give them all guns. Well, shoot them all. Maybe they'll kill each other. There won't be no more problem. I don't know. Well, this is crazy. You can't make this stuff up. And of course, we got a good Jew at the top there, at the mayor. Emmanuel Raum. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Another good Obama guy. But Obama came out of Chicago. What's the core problem? Other than the Democratic Party that's been taken over by the demonic, the principalities of evil, these people are freaking damn crazy. They really are. They're pure evil. Pure evil. The Democratic Party. And unfortunately, most of the Republican Party's been going along with it. And we had no leader. But what are the principles that comes out of Chicago? Saul Alinsky. He was a criminal, a con man, and guess who his two star pupils were? Obama and Hillary. Hillary met him. Hillary even wrote a thesis on Saul Alinsky. So what is it that they're doing, that's spreading, that they use? Rules for radicals. written by Saul Alinsky. Would you like to guess who he dedicated the book to? A Lucifer. Does that tell you something? Lucifer. He dedicated his book to Lucifer. I've got it. I'm going to put it out. I scanned it. People need to see it. One of his things that he's always take the have-nots and pit them against the haves. And this is what you see up in Chicago. The reason why I don't got it. So therefore, there must be something wrong. Well, maybe if you get off your butt and go to work, quit bitching. Life is not fair. It's not. And they use the race thing up there to grate the Democrats, use it to grate thing to keep the blacks down, and they keep buying into it for handouts. And they, well, the reason why you don't got it is because all them white folk up there. Yeah, right, uh-huh. The reason why you don't got it, because you've been listening to the Democratic Party. And you get your head out of your butt. Get out there and join the real world. You think life's easy for anybody? Oh, my dad went to work for a living to support his family at 10 years old. By 14, he had a business just cutting hedgewood, but he did it. Hell, I fought to get in business. The unions fought every damn way in the world to keep me out of it. Fought me on the bonding. They fought me when I took the first test. Oh, get to read all these books. The union did. I read all the books, and I get in there, and I find out the damn test ain't got nothing to do with that. It's an open book test on their damn electrical regulations, which I didn't have the book. It was a setup. I passed the one in the afternoon for the outdoor, not the one for the indoor that I needed. Then I had to buy for a year. I had to pay before I could get back in to take the indoor communications test. Life's not fair. When you start, it's just not. But you set goals and you proceed forward. And you get your butt in gear and you go do it. That thing up there in Chicago is, that's just pure evil. I don't know what else to say about it. And Obama and Loretta Lynch is like, oh, well, I'm here. Nico's golfing. There's no excuse for those people. Those young ones should be locked up for life. Never see the light of day. They're adults. They made a mistake. You damn frickin' right they made a mistake. That's evil. I wouldn't do that to an animal. No, I wouldn't. And to do it to another man or woman is just beyond the pale. They're subhuman. They are. They have no use. I have no use for them on this earth. The hell with them. Anyway, that's enough of that. As I want to get into some of the subsidy stuff that's going on, we are fighting some really, this is going to be an interesting year. I've made so many advances in flushing these people out that the attorneys will not do. It's up to the people that got some cojones, and then I'm providing all the research that I can. I'll be honest, I haven't been working as hard as I should have over the holidays, the Christmas, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year to everybody, because I didn't get to say it, because Republic was off, which is fine. But we may be actually able to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year again, especially Merry Christmas. What a novel idea. I cannot wait till Trump gets in. I just, I never thought I'd live to see it. I'm 74 years old. And Reagan was good, but Trump is going to go way beyond wherever Reagan was. It's just, and we have had that Obama is just, he is pure evil. And I think Hillary, if she'd have made it, she'd have made him look like a saint. She's worse than Obama, if there is such a thing. How do you compare one day demon out of hell with another one? Corrupt beyond belief, Pizzagate, all the stuff that they're doing. God, it's unbelievable. Anyways, on with what's going on with, let's take Rappert's case right now, and then we're going to get into Hartman and a couple of other ones that are going on, and one in Idaho. It's just amazing. I want to give just a brief overview of some of the stuff that I am going to get a homepage up for at least to get legal documents downloaded initially. I think I got somebody that's going to give me just to be able to go into for the people that are on my IRS list. so they can go in. I haven't sent out the mandamus yet to the list. I was waiting on a transcript, but I may go ahead and send it out anyway. But I want to. I've got so much stuff, information, that I don't have enough time to send it out to everybody. A lot of it's too large, and I have to do it on Skype. So this should remedy that until I could get a homepage up on Dreamweaver and get that resolved here. So that's all my goal here. Anyway, getting back to, let me do a synopsis of some of the things that we've learned last year. There is no republic right now. The core issue is your status, Esau. Everybody listening has sold their birthright without exception. Or if you're a child, your parents have sold it for you, unless you didn't do the birth certificate thing, or the birth certificate thing. But everybody will end up, I've done it many times, didn't realize what I was doing, didn't realize what a citizen of the United States was. It is a benefit. It is a statutorily created entity. And therein lies the key. Any statutorily created entity, therein, he who creates the entity controls what it can and cannot do. Congress or the legislatures create corporations, limited partnerships, limited liability partnerships. These are statutorily created fictions in law. And he who creates the fiction can control the fiction, because it's a fiction, and it's what's called a benefit. And this was done a long time ago. Let me find the case here. It's let me get down to Social Security. Babcock is the first case when I first stumbled across this, and I couldn't understand it till I read the cases, and then it hits you upside the head. He who creates the benefit creates everything, can and cannot. He can. It's the same thing as, say, your child in your house. You give them a benefit. Well, if you wash the dishes, I'll give you a dollar. Well, next week, I'll make a dollar and a half. Next week, you did this, I'll take it away. It's the same type of logic that's used. But Babcock is the first case out of 1919 that I found this. And this was the beginning of understanding the core issues, because you can't fight something if you don't get to the core. It's just like this right to travel. You can't fight the right to travel until we get our automobiles back to where we actually own them, which we don't, which I can prove conclusively now because I got the documents. It's no longer do it. I know how they do it, and I got the documents to prove it. Let me get into this here. Can't find Babcock here. I'm looking for it right now because it's very interesting the way it's stated. And let me do a word search here. I should have had this up. But this is the key to all of our problems in America, is Babcock. And it's the situation that we have. And here it is right here. And I'm going to read just the top part of it. Now, this is Babcock, United States versus Babcock. It's 1919 case. The general rules are well settled. Means you're not going to change them. That the United States, comma, when it creates rights in individuals against itself, comma, is under no obligation to provide a remedy through the courts. And they rely upon a whole bunch of cases. And that where a statute creates a right and provides a special remedy, that remedy is exclusive. And I know their whole bunch of list of Supreme Court cases. Starting to get the picture? So, does a citizen of the United States have the right to own property? No. Does a citizen have the right? Does it have any right to use the elective franchise? No. That can't be. How can that be? Every state wants you to be a citizen of the United States to vote. That's not the elective franchise. Does any citizen of the United States have access to the Constitution of the several states? Nope. Does any citizen of the United States have access to the federal Constitution? only within the District of Columbia, and there they're a elector. The 14th Amendment has no application in the 14th, in the in D.C. Isn't that amazing? Why don't they tell us this stuff? Why is the District of Columbia different on the 14th, but yet they want to use it on us for outside? Oh, it's because we're on a need to know, and we don't need to know, and nobody will believe this stuff anyway. I've researched all this stuff. All backed up by Supreme Court cases of what I'm talking about right now. It's all fact. And with many, many more cases. So what are we going to do about it? Well, we need to go on and find out the rest of what this problem is. This happened in 1866. And where do we find it codified? It says they have the same rights as white citizens. And it's codified today in 42 United States Code, 1981 and 1982 and 1988. That's 42 USC, 1981, 1982, and in 1988 goes back to the revised, to the 1888 statutes. You have to go back to the when it was codified back then. This is a fact. Then we move forward. In the 1890s, they started the Court of Appeals. So then we move forward again. 1911, we take the Circuit Court of the United States, which is a constitutional court, like the District Court of the United States. They actually put it in the code in 1911 that the Circuit Court of the United States judicial power was transferred to the District Court of the United States. That's right in the code. And then we have the Circuit Court of Appeals. Well, wait a minute here. If the Circuit Court of the United States judicial power... Oh, back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and let me give you one more case here that's really good on the benefits, because this is the key. Once you're a citizen of the United States, you can't get welfare benefits unless you're a citizen of the United States. And this is another very plain English case that's based on more Supreme Court cases. It's Allen, A-L-L-E-N, versus Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, and it's 446, P as in Paul, 2D, 240. 446, P as in Paul, 2D, 240. It's a 1968 case based on Supreme Court cases. Welfare benefits are grants by the legislature, which has delegated to the Department of Public Welfare the power to determine the recipients of such grants. Under such circumstances, i.e. when the state creates rights in individuals against itself. Now, you know what an individual is. We're going to get in that a minute. This is the game. This is probably one of the most important terms that they have defined. It's not what we think. Against itself is not bound to provide a remedy in the courts. Wow, why would I want to do that? And may withhold all remedy. And it may provide an administrative remedy and make it exclusive, however mistaken it's exercised. And they got several cases. Dismuke, D-I-S-M-U-K-E, that's 297 U.S. 167, 297 U.S. 167, and of course, Babcock and other cases. Starting to see the problem. Until we get to the source of the problem, you can't fix the problem. And that is the source. We have sold our birthright. So getting back to the courts, so first of all, we got to get rid of the constitutional courts. So they did that. Now we have evidence of all this. They got rid of the Circuit Court of the United States in 1911. They transferred the judicial power, it actually says so in the code, 1911 code, to the District Court of the United States. Now we have the Court of Appeals. And so then we fast forward again to 1913. And, of course, then we had to get rid of the standing of the several states to have senators. So they passed the 17th Amendment. So now those are elected by citizens of the United States instead of by the legislatures of the several states. So now we no longer have any, the several states no longer have any standing. So we're setting up a parallel network, just like the Matrix or the Land of Oz. The people no longer are near citizens of the several states are voting, and now we have the senators of the Senate no longer has it. The several states no longer has any representation in the Senate. And how can we prove this? Well, we just go to in Westlaw. From 1913 to 1916, the real party of interest changed. Up to 1913, the real party of interest was, quote, United States, end quote. After 1913 to 1916, it started to changing to United States of America is the real party of interest. And who is those folks? Well, I've got it in two cases out of the IRS. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Congress. That's Congress. Because there's nobody in the, there's with the people no longer have standing in the constitutions. And the Senate no longer has standing, so therefore, what's left? Congress. And the only place you will find United States as the real party of interest is the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. Those are the only two national courts we have left. All of the other courts are based on geography. They're not under subject matter. And I've got that, too, by the way. So the Court of Appeals is a nonsense court. It's only good in that area, and it's only good for citizens of the United States. So now we go up to the next major change that we got, where we've got rid of the two courts now, or one court. We have to get rid of the District Court of the United States. We do that in 1948. Now we have to get rid of the statutes of the United States. How do we do that? Herbert Hoover, March 3rd, 1933, signed into law, passed by Congress, repealed 1,006 statutes of the United States. They went back to 1878 and they picked out 1,006, and I've got all of them, by the way, downloaded them. He gutted our republic. March 4th. Oh, back in just a minute.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back here. So, March 3rd, 1933, Herbert Hoover, 1,006 statutes. Now, they had the revised statutes back in 1926, so why didn't they repeal the stuff then if there was something wrong, right? So, obviously, we're overthrowing the Republic, so, and what got me onto this is in Westlaw, I have access now to, I didn't realize I did, but to the GAO, to a lot of Senate and House reports to see what these guys are doing behind the scenes. And I went into the Federal Register Act of 1935, and I was looking to see why in 1935 did we have to make a federal agency means the President of the United States? How in hell? It's impossible. How does the President of the United States, he's supposed to be over the agencies, not one of them, right? Wrong. You can't make this stuff up. There is a parallel system for the citizens of the United States. And this is how Obama says, I cannot make laws of the United States. He's absolutely true. Then he gets around and issues executive orders, and everybody's scratching their head and said he's making law. No, he's not making laws of the United States. He's making law for the citizens of the United States in the parallel side of the of our republic, the non-republic side. It's right there in black and white. They print it. If you know where to go look, like I said, I couldn't believe this. This is right out of the 1935 Federal Register Act. I was researching this. That's I had access to it to find out how could this be. This seems so illogical. You just can't make this stuff up. This is 49 Statute, STAT 500, 1935. And it goes right into it, and it said the president or a federal agency means the President of the United States. You can't make this stuff up. So then I said, okay, well, let's go back and see what they were thinking about when they did this. So I go back. Of course, this is not available to the generic public because we're on a need to know, and we do not need to know. And I'm paying $341 a month to get access to this stuff. And you can't fight these guys if you don't have Westlaw or Lexis. Report number 280, March 4th, 1935. They say in the first 15 months after March 4th, 1933, the president alone issued 674. Executive orders aggregating approximately 1,400 pages. And I bet you not all of them are in Westlaw, I guarantee you. A greater volume than the preceding 4 years and nearly six times as great as for the 39 years from 1862. Can you believe that? Six times as great as for the 39s from 1862. So that was Lincoln started this stuff through 1900. Moreover, in the first year, and here's the key, National Recovery Administration, 2,998 administrative orders. It is estimated that the National Recovery Administration issued in all some 10,000 pages of law, in quotation marks. Law. It's law. And it goes on and on. If you haven't seen it, just said I'm going to send out the mandamus people one of that. I'm going to try to get that out next day or two here. But if you want to see this, just you'd like to see the executive orders or something. Put IRS in the subject matter, and if you want to see this report, it's right there, black and white. So March 4th, 1933, we, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, started issuing executive orders and administrative agencies. Because I went back and said, well, what would a Trump, what, why, how could he do this? So I went back to the have the statutes at large, and I saw right there where Hoover got rid of the statutes. What, isn't that amazing? He did this one day, and the next day we're off into the National Recovery Administration, doing executive orders and administrative stuff. 1937, FDR's losing control, so I've got a 400-page document I got out of the Gonzaga Law Library. Copied it, OCR'd it. Headless fourth branch of government. So they said we need to do substantive regulations. We have to control these entities. So in 1946, they did the Administrative Procedures Act. They come along and they gave to the administrative, to these agencies in 1946 to make substantive regs. That's what the whole thing is all about. It's in the congressional record. In 1946, that's what the whole Administrative Procedures Act is, to make substantive record. And it says right in there that you can't have a, it doesn't touch the individual citizen. Individual, here we go again. Until there is a regulation. Did they teach that in constitutional, in your high school or college? Of course not. I got it right out of the congressional record. It's right there in black and white. They don't even, it's right there. Plain English. Well, but this seems impossible. I mean, how could they get away with this? How could they do this? Well, you see, that's what Congress did, or Judge Hannon did down in Texas. In the case there, 25 states in Texas took them on and stopped them with this nonsense they're doing with making rules, because they have to go through the thing to make subsidy rules, even for citizens of the United States, by proposed rules, and come back with a final rule. Wait 6 months. Congress waits six. They have 6 months on the congressional review to see, oh, is this agency doing what we wanted them to do for these fictions? It's a scam. It's a con to get around the regular making laws of the United States. And what is the key to this, too? This is in the statute of 19... and the administrative thing, it's 60 stat 237 through 244. And what does it say? What do they do? How do they get around this? Rule. They call it a rule. Rulemaking. Whole or any part of an agency or statement of general or particular applicability or future effect. See, so it's a statement, right? General and particular applicability. Of effect, designed to do what? Implement? Implement is what the executive branch does. Interpret? That's what the judicial branch does. Or prescribe law? That's what Congress, the laws of the United States, does. Or policy? Procedure, and on and on. But there we go. We have all three of them rolled up into implement. That's the executive power. Interpret? That's judicial power. Prescribe law. Prescribe law is not the same as making laws of the United States, but there's a distinction there, but I'm not going to take the time right now. But it's that's what they're doing for citizens of the United States. So that's what they did in 1946. So now we jump forward to 1948. Now we've got rid of the Circuit Court of the United States, so we have to get rid of the District Court of the United States. So we redid it in 1948. We take the territorial courts and Hawaii and Alaska and possessions and all of those kinds of deals. We take all of those. We take the District of Columbia, which is total different because there are no several states there. Congress has absolute plenary power over the things in the Constitution, such as commerce, immigration, those sorts of things. We take the district courts of the United States, and we put them all in the same chapter, Chapter 5. Well, because they're all in Chapter 5, whoa, man, that must mean something. Then they must all have the same judicial power. You gonna buy that one? Let's see. I take a hawk and a chicken and a dove and a quail, and I put them all in the same tent, and they're all the same? Methinks not. You can't make this stuff up. Like I say, I don't want to say. And then we have the judicial power, which is supposed to be of the United States, which is comes out of the Constitution. It's what we, the people, granted through the Constitution. And so what's it say? Well, it says it in plain English. Except as provided by law. By law is anything that exists on planet Earth. I got that. That's right out of their nonsense of 1946. Or rule. Or order of the court. The judicial power. All of these things are the judicial power. By law, the rule or order of court is the judicial power of a district court. Not the judicial power of the United States. A judicial power of a district court. That's called what? That's an inquisition, an inquisitor, one guy. It says, judicial power of the district court with respect to any action, suit, or proceeding may be exercised by a single judge. That is the definition of an inquisitor. Yep. Who may preside alone or hold a regular special session of the court by the same time other sessions are held by other judges. We got multiple inquisitors. So what do? We renamed it to United States District Court in 1948. Wow. That seems really interesting. Where's judicial power of the United States? Where's all these smart lawyers at? Where are all these folks? Good question. Then, I'm going to pull up here what we actually got it out of in 1948. Where did that particular 28 U.S.C. Section 132, how did they do that? Well, I've got two books. There's a handful of them only in existence in the world today. I've got both of them. I got those out of a gal in Iowa gave me one, and I got a better copy out of the Gonzaga Law Library, both of them, again, and copied them. It's a pain in the butt because you got to be real careful with the book so you don't tear them up. But I got them copied again. And where did the authority for that come from, for the 132? Guess what? It says right here. Other portions of this came out of Section 641 of Title 48, United States Code. And what is that? Oh, is derived from Section 641. This is other revisers' notes, 1948. Applied only to the territory of Hawaii. The revised section, by extending it to all districts, merely recognizes established practice? Well, that's impressive. That's how they got it there. And revisers' notes stand. Established practice. They'd been getting away with it for years, so now we'll just go ahead and we'll put it in the code and nobody will figure it out. A sleight of hand. So, the authority for the United States District Court came out of the territory of Hawaii for all the different flavors of courts, which doesn't exist, and we can't have a Article IV court, territorial court, in with a District of Columbia court, in with a court in the several states in the federal, because the federal is limited jurisdiction. The one in D.C. is a general jurisdiction. One in territory is a total different thing under the plenary power of Congress. But they mixed them all up, and it comes from the territory of Hawaii, and I got it in black and white. Tell me, don't happen. Where's our attorneys? Not a peep out of those bastards. So, we go on forward now that we've got the courts are gone. We have agencies taking over that have to have regulations before they touch the individual citizen. And what does that mean? Who is an individual? Well, you have to go back to which I finally found what I needed for the word means. And this is going to be a very, very interesting year because what we can do now, we can build a box to put these criminals in that they do not want to go to. I guarantee you they don't want to go there. But we have to understand the word means and terms. What is going on is they have established, because you never saw all these terms prior to the Civil War, what they have done in these special courts, these inquisitorial courts, which, by the way, are like a star chambers court. And what is a star chamber? It's trilemma. You can go on to Wikipedia, and that'll be a good place to start. But it's where I get you to incriminate yourself. How do we do that today? Well, we get you under oath in the court, or we send out forms. What do you think these forms are? Why do I have to have them under the penalties of perjury that I'm a citizen of the United States? It's in there somewhere. Why would I have to do a form under the penalties of perjury, true and correct? I need to incriminate myself. I need to sell my birthright to become a fiction in law, a citizen of the United States. That's the first. And the second part of a trilemma is under perjury. So I have to incriminate myself, and it's got to be under perjury. And the third part of a trilemma is, well, if you don't do what you do, we are going to do what? Find you in contempt of court, or we will take you to our inquisitional courts, and we will take your property, and we will put you in the pokey. That's the game that's being played today. And how do they get away with this? Because we are using general usage of words, and they are speaking a special language. And how do we stop them? How do we expose them? Well, like I say, I finally found the other part that I was looking for. I had there's a little thing here that locks these guys in, and boy, I'm telling you, they are not wanting to go there. But you know what? I don't care, because we're going to get this thing down this year, and there's several suits that we're going to be doing, which I'll be talking about next hour, in more detail, specific suits. But it's the issue of means. What is means? Why is that so important? There are three parts, or four actually, to lock on the doors on a corrupt system. First of all, we have to expose and figure out a way to expose their use of terms, definitions. They use terms to make it look, appear past constitutional issue, but they never use them. They just use a few of them, but they won't define them. But why is a term so important? Back in a minute.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're back here, and so who can the government, what is an individual? We see this all the time, individual income taxes. What is it? Well, it's defined under means, but I need to give you means. Let me do the means here first, because means is this is the thing that's going to really, just unbelievable. This is what I've been looking for. When the exclusive definition is intended, the word means is employed. The exclusive. All kinds of cases on this. It's exclusive. You cannot use a general word like individual without defining it, because it's exclusive. Well, first of all, I have to know means. I got a module on that. If you haven't seen it, just send a thing and I'll send you the module on it. Means, but it's got to have IRS and a subject matter. Anyway, so what is an individual? That would be the next question. This is one of the biggest scams of words, because we think of an individual as somebody out of a group of people, or you or me individually, from your neighbor or from your parent or your spouse or whatever. You're an individual. No. This is defined in 5 U.S.C. 552A. 5 U.S.C. 552A. A2. The term individual, in quotation marks, means, there we go, a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. So anytime you see the word individual, they can't use the individual unless they define it. And then we go back to, well, you got to be prove am I a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted, which is that. Then we go back to, well, guess what? A citizen of the United States has no right to exercise the electric franchise. So what kind of frickin' damn government do we got going on here? And it goes further down in there, the records and record keeping system of records is only for a citizen of the United States. No state or federal can keep anything on a record unless you are a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for residence. Residence is smoke and mirrors. I got that in the, I think it's in the mandamus that I put that in. I got that all researched out. The Supreme Court has long ruled residence is smoke and mirrors. You got to use domicile because you can have a lot of residences. And some of the districts cover more than one state. Resident or resides is irrelevant. It's all nonsense. But how do we know this? If you don't have access to Westlaw and be able to do Boolean word searches, I highly recommend anybody that wants to do it, get a count of Westlaw. I can show you in 5 minutes how to word search. So I use just it's Boolean word searches. That's all I use. 341 a month. It takes a lot of time to read through the stuff, but I can tell you how to find how to find it in all this stuff. And anyways, so guess what? They can't even keep records unless you're a citizen of the United States. Boy, they do not want to go there. There's no elective franchise for a citizen of the United States. We have an overthrown republic right now. All these states have bought in. Their general jurisdiction, your state courts or general jurisdiction courts, they can do administrative or constitutional, and they've shelved the constitutional because they've got us to sign up that we don't want the Constitution no more. So that's why the public records thing, or the thing that I'm doing, is to put it into the public record. It becomes self-authenticating. You're a citizen of Minnesota, citizen of Texas, wherever it is. It's self-authenticating when you get copies of it, and then you change the voter registration form, which I can do with Acrobat DC. It works very well to change forms and then put it in. Boy, in Alaska, they don't stop you. But Minnesota has stopped two people, and that's not a good thing. So we're going to get this flushed out because, you see, diversity of citizenship is only if you're not a citizen of the United States. Well, where in the hell did you make that up, Bubba? That's 28 U.S.C. 1332. Has anybody ever taken on diversity of citizenship 1332 or Title 28 versus citizens of one of the several states? It's not in Westlaw that I could find. Never been done. Why? Because we don't understand. You ask almost anybody else whether they're a citizen of the United States and is somebody that wants the same rights as a white citizen. It was done for the blacks in 1866. It was a scam. It was put in and memorialized in the 14th. And then in 1870, they said, you know what? We could have naturalized all you black people. But we didn't do it then. But it's too late. Back after the...
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Choo-choo.